In the Monongahela Valley, communities that saw their economies boom with the steel and manufacturing industry in the last century continue to feel the bust from those industries' decline. But as Pittsburgh's economic position strengthens, many Mon Valley towns are looking for ways to spark their own revitalization. As Larkin Page Jacobs reports, zoning plays a key role in that endeavor.
Michelle Harris doesn't like her job.
I'm the bad guy. I'm the one that people don't want the phone calls from me or a letter from me. And, you know, they end up citations if you don't listen to me.
She's the code enforcement and zoning officer for the borough of Charleroi.
I've lived here a long time, so I've made a lot of friends, and I've lost a lot of friends over this job.
Charleroi is a community of 4,000 on the Monongahela River. Its zoning code, the rules that determine the physical layout and character of a town, has been dormant for around 50 years, but they're updating it now. Harris says the public's input guided the decision-making, from putting a drive-through at a bank in the business district to allowing chicken coops on residential property. The biggest change is how they treat the land along the river. Right now, many riverfront towns in the Mon Valley, including Charleroi, zone the area for industrial uses.
The new zoning, we have a redevelopment district along the river because we really would like to embrace our riverfront. We do have some industry down there, but also if somebody wants to come in and do something different, they can.
The borough plans to add docks, upgrade a boat ramp, and clear trees from the waterfront so there's a better view of the river. Then there's the business district to consider. Dan Santoro with the civil engineering firm Herbert Rowland and Grubick says many shopping districts need updating. Built during municipalities' heydays, they're now oversized and underused, resulting in a patchwork of empty storefronts. Santoro is helping Charleroi update its zoning and says in the 1960s, no one could have imagined today's shopping habits.
These downtowns are struggling to reinvent themselves because we shop, we procure our services in different ways than we once did when these communities were built. So that's a challenge.
That's just one reason why a zoning ordinance should be a living document, says Patrick Shattuck. He is the director of real estate for the Mon Valley Initiative, a nonprofit working to revitalize towns and boroughs.
These should be constantly looked at and examined by your planning commission because you can update an ordinance, you can modify an ordinance at any time.
But it's not just about making a place for new types of businesses. It's about strengthening the very fabric of these towns. The Mon River flows for 130 miles from Fairmont, West Virginia, to downtown Pittsburgh. It was vital to industry in the 1900s, and old codes reflect that period. Many towns along the river are zoned like layer cakes. The water, then factories and mills along the riverbanks, a business district beyond, and above that, residential housing. But these days, the riverfront is considered a recreational and aesthetic asset. To take advantage of that shift in perception, Shattuck says towns need to change their zoning rules. He asks residents to imagine a terrible fire destroyed the town.
And nothing existed. You know, and if we were to lay this community out anew. And I think that we need to separate ourselves from, you know, any particular person and any particular point in time and say, you know, what is the best thing for a healthy community?
That self-determination has Harris optimistic about Charleroi's future. She says the change in zoning isn't just to attract new blood. It's for the people who already live there.
They have something to be proud of. The town was very prosperous, and then when that prosperity left many, many years ago, the community kind of depressed. And hopefully I'd like to see them have pride in where they live.
Charleroi, Braddock, Rankin, and others are updating their zoning codes. It's just one tool in an effort to breathe new life into the communities that make up the Mon Valley. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.